Hello, this is Janet Michael. In addition to hosting The Valley Today each weekday from 12:30 to 1 on the River 953, I also produce podcasts. And I'm excited to introduce you to a new podcast series in partnership with Rappahannock Electric Cooperative called We Are REC. Every week, we'll be releasing a new podcast where we interview different people from REC about a host of different topics. We'll get tips for saving money on your electric bill. We'll talk about renewable energy and the impact it can have in our communities. We'll even get some behind-the-scenes info about what happens when the power goes out in a storm. We're going to talk to linemen, energy advisors, board members, even the CEO. Don't miss out on information about community grants, scholarships, REC-hosted events, and more. Get every single episode as they're released on our website under the podcast tab at theriver953.com, or you can subscribe for free in Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or on Spotify, anywhere you listen to a podcast. Just search for We Are REC. We are having a conversation today with Michelle Wells. She is a member service representative. And Michelle, we were having a quick conversation before we turned on the mics. And I think you need a new title because I think your title should be know-it-all.
Know-it-all. Know-everything. A little bit of each.
Well, because I'm guessing since you are on the front lines at the front desk when people come in, you're the one that's handling the phone calls, you have to know a little bit of every single thing that's going on in almost every single department at Rappahannock Electric Cooperative.
We do, and if we don't know what's going on, we need to know what department will know what's going on or where to get them to.
So you're kind of like the master puppeteer, making sure everybody gets to where they need to go and has all the information that they need when they get there.
That is correct.
So kind of walk me through a typical day. What does a typical day look like for you?
So a typical day for us is to be service to our members, to be here to help our members in any way possible, anything that they need. Up front, when members walk in, we're processing payments, we're starting service, stopping service, any kind of requests, if they have issues with a right-of-way, a tree, any kind of request that they have for us. So we have to know kind of what is out in the field, what we can do for them. And also we're answering phone calls, incoming phone calls, processing payments, also helping those members start service, stop service, taking their service order requests if they have right-of-way issues or trees, pretty much assisting every department in here handling service orders. Because if a member calls in and needs a temporary disconnect of service, we have to know where to get them to. So we get them to the service department to get that scheduled. If they're calling in, they're a new construction of a home and they want to start service, we have to get them to the engineering department so a designer can go out there and get that service set up and give them a quote.
So you're kind of the person that while we think of you because you're sitting at the door when we walk in, but you're still kind of in the middle because you're dealing with the people from the outside and the members that are calling in needing information. But at the same time, you're also coordinating information from the inside back out and kind of making sure everything is going in every which direction.
Absolutely. So we're dealing with members up front as they walk in. We're dealing with members on the telephone. We're also dealing with inner office departments that need our help or need us to assign a task to a member service field representative. So we do a little bit of everything. We touch it all.
And you probably get a ton of phone calls and people walking in with probably the most random of questions. I mean, I'm sure you mentioned earlier, you get the people that are coming in saying, hey, I'm moving and I want to disconnect my service, or hey, I'm moving in and I need to know when can I get it, you know, switched over into my name. Here, I want to give you a check to pay my bill. But there are probably people that come in and say, hey, there's a tree down. Or, I mean, do you get just all kinds of random information too?
We do get random information. And sometimes when they walk in and tell me things, I'm like, wonder who takes care of that. Or that's a new one. Never heard that before. So it's a lot of researching, trying to find out who can help them or what department can help them. So a lot of my friends say, you just answer phones all day. And I'm like, no, I don't answer phones all day. I help members as they walk in. I have to research. Sometimes our field representatives are in the field and they're needing help locating a service address or finding where they need to go. So we do a lot of little things, little detail things that aren't included in the job description.
That people sometimes, would get lost in the shuffle and they don't realize that if it weren't for you here directing this person for that or this, that some of this stuff may not get done at all.
They would be totally lost without us.
And then you have to know all of the other inner workings. I mean, you touched on it briefly there, but you know, you guys have a lot of programs and other services that I'm guessing when somebody calls in, you've got to know about them. You've got to understand how they work. And more importantly, you've got to be able to explain it to somebody who maybe like me has no idea what it is I'm asking, but I need you to give me the information anyway.
I think that's one of the harder things because we're so used to the logo or
the lingo,
lingo, the language. So what I say to a member, they're kind of like, what is she talking about? So I have to think to myself, okay, if I was a member, how would I understand it? So it is a lot of thinking before you speak process.
And I've learned just from doing this podcast series, I was so proud of myself that I was able to use the phrase blue sky days in proper context. And I thought, I am part of REC now because I am using the lingo that they are using.
Absolutely. Or a member will call in and try to describe something on a poll to you. And you're like, I don't know what you're talking about. So you have to try to lead them in another direction to find out, is it at the top of the poll, the bottom of the poll? So one day a member called in and said, that mushroom looking thing on the pole. And I wasn't for sure what she was talking about. So I had to do some research. I went on the internet, pulled up some pictures of some poles and then told her, oh, that, okay, we're on the right page.
Wow. So you really do kind of have to figure it out as you go along.
Figure it out as we go. Yeah.
So you're kind of like, not, you're a combination of 911 and 411 dispatch without life emergencies.
Oh, that's a very good
thought.
There
you go. How about that? Yeah, because you got to have all the information, and it's always important to whoever's calling. It may not be, you know, life-threatening, but that's kind of cool. So it is, that's got to be something that you would love about the job, is that every day you have no idea what's going to, maybe not, but every day you have no idea what's going to happen. Who's going to call in? What are they going to ask me? What am I going to need to know today?
That is true. It's different every day. The calls aren't the same every single call, so every call is a different call. You never know what to expect.
There are four offices. Rappahannock Electric has four offices. Do all of them have a you sitting in each of them? Are they different from a member service representative perspective?
The only office that doesn't do the same job as I do as an MSR is our Fredericksburg office. In that office, we have a contact center. So those MSRs, member service representatives, are only handling incoming phone calls. Now, if a member does walk into that lobby to start a service, stop a service, or they are needing a representative, they will come out into the lobby and help them. But not every day are they interfacing with walk-in members and phones also. But all the other offices do have people up front plus people on the phones.
Do you have a fair amount of foot traffic that comes in? I mean, do you find that the majority of your day is spent talking to people on the phone? Or do you have, are there certain days where it's like a constant stream of people walking in the front door?
There is certain days, like the beginning of the month, the end of the month, where we feel our busier days. But most of the day is pretty the same phone as walk-in members.
And then you've got your regular staff that's running around. So some days they may be heavy on one thing and you find that you've spent the entire day working on a particular thing because that's what they've been, that particular department has been heavy with, I would guess.
Yes. And some days we have our field representatives doing out meter inspections or system inspections. So on those particular days, we may be doing more meter exchanges than the previous day. So it does depend on the workload or what is going on in the area.
So are you one of the staff members at Rappahannock that are the first ones to either volunteer or to be asked to go out and do community events because you kind of already know how to deal with the community at large?
I'm one of the first people to ask because I like going out into the community. I like being face-to-face and meeting people and kind of telling them what we do. If they never walk into the office or never call us, they may not know things that we take care of or can help or handle for them.
Do you get your regular callers that maybe call in every month to either pay their bill or have their regular callers and they feel that you feel like you know them now?
We do have regular callers, and there is some callers that you get on a personal level with, and they'll even call back and ask for you directly or call you directly. So there is
a certain amount
personal,
of that.
Yes.
So how long have you been with Rappahannock?
I've only been with Rappahannock for about a little over a year.
Wow. And you've kind of settled in and feel like it's a happy home place for you.
I've kind of settled in and this is my happy home place.
Well, Michelle, thanks for coming to talk to me. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.